pick it up. It's Paul Cummings talking to Stuart Klonis, and what's the name of this room?
Well, this is just the boardroom.
At the Art Students League, and it's February 3rd, 1970. No, our statistics now. Well, let's see. You were born when and where? Why don't we start?
I was born in a little town called Norridan, Connecticut. Actually, it's a the section I was born is called Union City, but that was part of Norridan, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. It's about 5 miles south of Waterbury, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. That's why you have to tell everybody when you mention the town. Now it's becoming more famous because it's a rubber town, Norridan, and they've invented now a leather which is being used for shoes called Norridan leather. Or something like that. After the town. So that's the after the town. So that was the that's one of the places.
Well, you were born with December 24th, 1901.
Yes, 1901. That's in other words. I always feel that I've started this century, and I plan to stay with it till the end of it. Some people contradict me because they say the century started in 1900. I said that's not right because 1900 is the end of the other century. It's like the end of 10. You don't start off with 0 and go to 9, you go to 10.
1 to 10. Well, could you tell me something about, you know, family background with their brothers and sisters? And kind
of yes, like I was one of seven. I was the oldest. There was no interest in art or any cultural activities in the family. Father and mother were immigrants from a community. It was Russia, of course, because it was at that time controlled. It's a little outside of Vilna, which later became Lithuania. But I never knew that I was had any new, never spoke Lithuanian or never heard any of it. My mother always referred to us as being Poles. But my father said we were Russians, and that's so it was very confused, and the area was Lithuania, actually, outside of Vilna, which when the, after World War I, for a short period of time, there was a Lithuania, and Vilna became the capital of Vilna, so of Lithuania. So I'm not sure what I am, except that I was born in New York, in Connecticut, and I feel more or less I'm a Yankee.
Do any of your brothers or sisters?
Yes, my brother came here and studied art at Lee. Became pretty well known. He has examples in a number of the major museums. He died some few years back at the age of 51. So he was 57 he died. But he painted, came here, and I came here to study art. This seemed to be natural. When I came from New York, I got a job, and the evenings were long and lonely.
What kind of job?
Well, I started working in offices, different offices. I got a job as a clerk first with the Arho and Company, the printing company. I got a job with them.
Well, that was what, after school or something?
Well, in other words, I quit school very early. As a matter of fact, I had a job all the time since I've been approximately 12 years old. I've had a job. I've never been without a job because I was the oldest and somebody had to go to work and make some money.
Well, what was it like kind of growing up in Connecticut pre-World War I?
Wonderful. In other words, we as kids didn't have much to worry about. We went to school, and after school we ran through the country. We stole apples in the orchards in the fall, and we picked berries in the summer, and fished in the streams around there, and I think it was wonderful. We're very, it might be said, poor, but we never knew that we were poor.
It was close to nature, and you had lots of fun.
And lots of